bound for South Australia, 30th of October to the 5th of November, 1836. The work to survey the coast and locate a suitable capital continued, with Colonel Light planning to visit Port Lincoln as his orders required. Having determined on dividing the surveying party into two, one under Mr. Kingston and the other under Mr. Finnis, to make as many observations on this side the Gulf as possible during my absence at Port Lincoln or elsewhere, as I was perfectly satisfied as to the soil and extent of the country. Meanwhile, Dr. Woodford started to build himself a hut. The last 3 days, being almost maddened by the flies, I've been building myself a hut which will in some measure keep off these persevering tormentors. As the heat is excessive in the middle of the day and I have nearly half a mile to fetch my wood, I fear it will be an endless job. It was becoming more pressing that Light settle on a site for the new city, as the passengers from the Africaine also arrived in South Australia. Robert Gutter recorded in his diary that, "About 4 o'clock this morning, I rose and went on deck to watch the appearance of the shore of Kangaroo Island and York's Peninsula at the south." Imagine how pleased the passengers would have been to see the first sight of their new home after so many weeks at sea. Mary Thomas wrote in her diary,
"At about 2 o'clock this day, a party of six set off in a boat for the shore, furnished with 4 days' provisions, to walk across the island, about 50 miles, and meet the ship on the other side, whither we were going."
However, their new home was not like the country they had left. Gudger recorded that those who knew it well raised concerns. "The opinion which the sealers give of the pedestrian party succeeding in reaching the settlement are very discouraging, nay, fearful. All agree in saying it is impossible that they should be lost in the woods and, unless very fortunate in finding water, would starve to death. An agreement was made with 3 sealers and a native woman to go in search of them. Reliance is chiefly placed on the sagacity of the native woman, who is distinguished for her skill in tracking."